You know, I've just been praying, Father, I only want to do what you want me to do. And I just want to share just a short message today, but it's only doing what the Father asks us to do and how we have to be so in tune. Yes. Oh, will you? Do the children want to go out? Val will take them. Thank you, Val. Thank you so much. Just wait for Val to go. Lord, we just pray that you will bless Val. Lord, thank you for her heart to do this morning. And we just pray, Father, you'll be with the children. And Lord, they will have a blessed time. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Val. Yeah. I just got a few scriptures. John 12:49. This is Jesus. I don't speak on my own authority. The Father who sent me has commanded me what to say and how to say it. Isn't that powerful? And John 5:19, so Jesus explained, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does. And you know, Father God was so pleased with everything that Jesus did. And he said in John 8:29, and he said, who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do the things that please him. And I just think, you know, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And you know, the example of Jesus on earth, you know, was of love, was of healing, was of touching the sick by, you know, talking to the woman at the well. He did what the Father asked him to do. And that's what the Father's saying to us today. You know, we can get so involved in things that we're not meant to be doing. We can get so involved in the worldly ways. We can get so involved what people say to us. Is this true? We can get so involved doing the things that we're not even meant to be doing. And I just feel God saying that we are to listen to his voice like never before, because he's preparing us for something so amazing. You know, I was just watching Benny today. He was in Bethsaida. And because, you know, I'd just been to Israel and walking where Jesus walked. And I was just watching, this is where Jesus walked. This is where Peter, this is Peter's house. This is Sea of Galilee's over there. This is what, you know, and it's like Jesus would hear what the Father said. And he would even say who the disciples were going to be, because he heard the right words from the Father. And I just know that the Father wants to talk to us more and more. You know, I was brought up with no father. And I didn't know a father, but when I knew the heavenly Father, when I got to know him, when he healed my heart, when he restored my soul, when he touched me, Daddy God was the biggest friend I could have. And that's what the Father said. He adores us and he loves us, but sometimes we're not hearing what he's saying. I really had a problem. I'd have a difficulty, and I think, who do I ring? Who do I ring? Who do I ring? I must ring somebody. I need advice. And there might be just more than one or two that I would ring, and then I got into more confusion. And I was worse off, and I'd said too much, and enlarged the story a bit. And now, I honestly and truthfully, I go and say, Holy Spirit, what is the Father saying in this situation? What is he saying? You know, because you get words and words and you tell people and you get filled up and you think, I don't know what to do now. See, the enemy comes to steal, to rob and to destroy. He wants to take the goodness of God away from you. He wants to take the goodness of the words of God away from you. He wants you to be in disappointment. He wants you to be in confusion, confusement. Did I get that right? Confusion. See, that's the enemy at work. He doesn't want me to say this. He wants us to be bewildered. He wants us to be sad. He wants us to be grieved. He wants us to be unhappy. He wants us to be miserable. And there's plenty of Christians that suck on lemons and are miserable. But, you know, I mean, this month has been a pretty hard month. You know, we heard of Richard. That broke my heart. I've heard of other things of my family that broken my heart. You know, and there's more, and I've heard of a sexual sin way out there that doesn't concern you, but it concerned me. You know, and I'm going, why? How the enemy comes to steal and destroy and to bring all this in. And God said, Trish, don't be downhearted. I am in control. I will win your battles if you trust me, if you look to me, if you ask me for the answers, I will show you what to do. Because sometimes we go to people, I need a prophetic word, I need a word, have you got a scripture for me? And that's all good if it's done in the Holy Spirit, and if that person has done it by the Father. But if it's the flesh comes in all the time. The flesh can come in. I find it very difficult interpreting other people's dreams, because I believe the Father will tell you what your dream means. And I just find more and more we can get confused with fear of man, the man's words, than listening to what the Holy Spirit is saying. Because the Father, he gave me this message today. The Father wants to talk to you. You know, it says, the sheep know my voice and they will follow me. But I see a lot of Christians that aren't hearing the voice of God and they're in bewilderment. But if we get on our knees, if we get before God, if we say, Holy Spirit, you are wisdom, you are truth, you are the comforter, you guide us in every way. What are you saying through the Father? What is the Father? I love it. You know, God's plans are for good and not for evil, to give us the most amazing help and the most amazing future. He has a destiny for each one of us. True? Sometimes we lose our ways. Sometimes we go round and round and I'm going, ooh, I've been round this bit before. We do. We muck up. I reckon if we get like Moses, you know, disobedience, 40 years. That's a long time out of your life. And yet God was still there. But God is saying, I know we're in a time where God wants to speak to us so directly, so clearly, that we don't get mucked up, we don't get confused, we get direction that we've never so clear. And often, you know, God says, my ways are not your ways. You know that scripture? My ways are much higher, deeper, wider, whatever. Isn't that exciting? Yes. Our ways are limited like this. God wants you to do great exploits in the kingdom of God. He wants you to lay hands on the sick. He wants you, what Jesus did. Jesus did what the Father did. Demons flee in the mighty name of Jesus. When you're in the Spirit and when you're in the presence of God, things flee. And that's what God is saying. He's got a destiny and a plan for you that is so amazing. And right now, people that are in confusion and bewilderment and they don't know where they're going, I want you to stand, because I want to break off the plans of the enemy which have come against you. So if you're in bewilderment, yeah. If you're just feeling, I don't know where I'm going next, I don't know what direction, I don't know what to do. There's more of you. Come on. There's more of you. Because God has such direct plans. He wants to use you powerfully. And I want to break off where you make Jesus this big, because his ways are much wider, higher, deeper, in every way possible. So, Father, just put your hands out. I want to break off, Father, today, everything where the enemy has pulled people this way and that way, where they feel they're on a seesaw. I said in the spirit, you're up 1 minute, you're down the next, and you think, God, what are you saying? And I break off you, every one of you, and off your minds, heart, and souls. I break off the bewilderment and the disillusionment, and that where the enemy is pulling at you, and any witchcraft that's over you, where anybody has controlled you, where there's been other people have got in and stopped you in the will of God. And I take authority, and I take the sword of the Spirit, and I ask the angels to come to break and cut and sever right now, right off your lives, right off in Jesus' name. Every bit of confusion, bewilderment, where you don't know where you're going, which you don't know the directions, I break it off you right now in Jesus' name. I say, God, come and break. Break all the confusion. Break where the enemy's stolen. Where the enemy's come in even to destruct. Where, Lord, these ones wake up in the morning and just say, what am I doing? Where do I go? What do I do? Father, I just pray where the enemy has come in and where there's sometimes stubbornness, I just break off everything off your souls in Jesus' name. And I just want you to blow out even the grief and the disappointment you're feeling. Because you think, where, God, where are you? Just breathe that out. Just breathe it out. Every bit of grief, every bit of disappointment, every bit of bewilderment, every bit of hopelessness. Father, let it be gone in Jesus' name. And where the enemy says that you're a failure, I break that right now off in the mighty name of Jesus. That is a lie from the pit of hell. And I break the power of that in Jesus' name. Lord, let it be lifted off right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to ask you, and you just might think it's silly, but I want you to put your hands on your head. Father, I just pray right now that that's your hand, Father, on their heads. And Father, we pray your will into every life here in Jesus' name. We pray the will of the Father. We pray, Holy Spirit, you will direct and you will guide. Father, I pray as we've broken off this today, that, Lord, there'll be new, clear directions like never before. Lord, they'll wake up and say, God, your ways are much higher, much deeper, much wider than what I even thought. Father, I pray that, Lord, you'll come upon each one and, Lord, direct them like they've never been directed. They will hear from the Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus. And I break every spirit of unbelief that's hanging around. I just say, God, let that be gone in Jesus' name. Whoa, God's doing something so powerful. Every spirit, because you know when you think God's not going to do it, he can't, that lets in the enemy, and then he comes in like a flood. And God said, I can do all things through Christ. I have you in my hand. I have a plan for each one of you. I want to use you powerfully, and no person is going to stop you. And Father, I just pray the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Just put your hands in the air. Let the Holy Spirit come afresh. And Father, where they've been battered, where they've been just not even been able to sleep sometimes, we just pray the peace of God that they know, because they know this is the way to walk. That they hear from the Father. They hear and are directed by you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You please be seated. So it's something, something just rolled away off you just then. I saw that in the Spirit. Just rolled off you. Hallelujah. See, the Lord has amazing plans, and the enemy wants you to be defeated. I'm just going to read that scripture, Isaiah 55. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and your thoughts than your thoughts. And that's what I just, it's just what I did then, was just breaking off the thought pattern where the enemy comes in, you know, and sometimes it can come in through rejection or whatever, and doubts, and, you know, but God is on the throne, and God is going to break through, and God is saying that you are going to hear his voice like never before, because that's what he wants to do. Whoa. I just see, you know, we're coming into a place right now where we have to hear the Father. There's so many voices out there, you know, and they just come in all the time. And I think busyness, you know, we get taken up with busyness, and we're tossed around sometimes, where God is saying, only do what the Father tells you to do. Like Jesus, he set, he rested. You know, he set himself apart at times. And I just know that that's what we need to do. That God is saying, is set yourselves apart to be with me. You know, we can be having the dumbest day and everything's going wrong, and then I'm thinking, I need to be with the Father. I need to be with the Holy Spirit. I need to be with Jesus. And then I start thanking him and I start praising him. And I've had a rotten day and I'm going, why did I not do this right at the beginning? Who relates to that? And, you know, we are in Christmas time where it is so, so busy. We came back from Israel, and because over in Israel they don't do Christmas. And I forgot about Christmas. It was like, wow, this is amazing. It was lifted off my shoulders. And I'm thinking, because they just don't do it, because they don't believe in the Messiah. They don't believe the Messiah's come. So, and then I get back to New Zealand, and it's Christmas trees and decorations, and, you know, and I'm going, this is all wrong. I'm not ready for this. It's only just the other day. But it's like, even in this, do it the way the Father wants you to do it. It's going to be different. It's not going to be the same. He's going to give you new ideas and new ways. That's what he's saying in everything. He cares about every moment of our lives. I just feel, do you feel it, that God wants to give out, because he wants us to do the will of the Father. And God wants to open our eyes to hear and our ears to hear. And I just feel, that it's going to mantle a seer anointing today. I'm walking out, and this is pretty stepping out. But I just want everybody to stand. And I just want, and you've just got to say, Father, I want to hear what the Father's saying. I want to be right in the direction. I want to be in the plumb line of heaven. I want my eyes. You've got to be hungry. I can talk and yell, but you've got to be hungry to say, God, I want to see more. I want to hear more. I want to know the directions of the Father. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel excited. So, you know, because, you know, in the end days, doesn't it say that I will give, in Luke 2, Luke 2? Acts 2. Joel 2. Well, you know, but you know what I'm meaning. But I'm going to pour out my spirit on all my people. And it says young men will have dreams. Old men, no, young men will have visions. Old men will have dreams. And I will pour my spirit out on all flesh. So that's talking to every one of you in this room. He wants to pour His spirit on all flesh. This is the word of God. And this is what Jesus did. He went around preaching this. He preached it. He did what the Father told him to do. And today, it's like Jesus saying the words again. Shall I look it up and read it out? You know it, don't you? Yeah. Okay. So this is, you know, we're doing what the Father says, because He said the last days. Are we in the last days?
Yes.
Is God preparing His bride?
Yes.
Do we have to be alert?
Yes.
Do we have to hear from the Father?
Yes.
Do we want to hear from the Father?
Yes.
Well, that's good. Hallelujah. Are we hungry for more?
Yes.
Whoa, because I'm in for this too. Because it's angels. Whoa. Father, I just pray, Lord, that You will just let mantles fall today on people, Lord, with a seer anointing to see the times and the hour that we are in right now. See, I can just see it, Carol. It's on you, Rob. Laurie, get it. Ian, in it. Stephen, take it. Thank you. I can just see it falling on a lot of people. Just let the weightiness of His presence, let your mind and be, put your head under your arm and just receive what He's saying. Don't let your head get in the way. Don't analyze what God wants to do. It's just like we are saying, I am saying what the Word of God's saying. He wants to pour out His Spirit on all flesh. It doesn't just say you and him, William. It says all flesh. And you know what? He has no favorites. Yeah. You beautiful Indian people, you're so hungry and it's just going right down to the back there. Bless you. Just receive. Put your hand in there. I believe God's saying, I'm anointing you. The three of you right now in the Spirit to receive. Thank you, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. You know, it's when you see what's going to happen. You're aware. You hear what the Father says. You know before time the things that are going to happen. You are going to pray into it. God is going to show you. This church is going to go to places that you've never seen before. And God said that He wants you to see. And we're going to see people that come into the kingdom. And you're going to see to discern. Because Jesus did that. Father said to Jesus, deliver. Deliver people. Heal people. Encourage people. Words of knowledge are falling right now in the Spirit. All of you can have words of knowledge. All of you can see. All of you can prophesy. Say, yes, Lord. I want it, Lord. I want to see more. I want to do what the Father tells me. And I know this just seems a bit simple what I'm saying, but even your Christmas presents, you are going to know what to buy. So you're not kept busy. That's true. The Father knows the person that you're giving it to far better than what you do. You know, I can see you walking around the shops. What do I get? What do I get? Father, what do I get? I'm serious. I'm serious.
Yes, Lord.
What am I going to cook?
Yep.
Father, You know this person, their needs. I know the father didn't tell me, but I don't cook asparagus for these two. I didn't ask. But see, God wants to be in every part of your business. Every part. He knows what you need before you even know it. And he said, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh. Today, let the Holy Spirit come. Can I, what is the time? Yes, I just feel to worship and to let the anointing fall of what God's doing. I mean, I still love that one. These are the days of Elijah. And I believe this is the day we got. Yeah, can we have that one? These are the days of Elijah. Because, you know, this is where what we sing, and what Clive said was so powerful. That was a word from the Father. And as we sing these words, these are the days of Elijah. There's such restoring. There's something happening in the Spirit. And God wants us to go there and receive it.